Hi, my name is Hadley, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to prevent high blood pressure for people who haven't already been diagnosed. High blood pressure is a growing problem in the U.S. About 75 million adults have high blood pressure in the United States. To put this into perspective, that's one in every three people. But what Americans don't realize is there are many steps that you can take to avoid high blood pressure later on in life. For some, all you have to do is make small adjustments to your lifestyle. The easiest way to prevent high blood pressure is by changing your diet. Eating healthier will prevent high blood pressure, give you more energy throughout the day, and overall, it will just make you feel better. Eating a half a cup of fruit and 2 cups of vegetables per day is a good start, but it never hurts to eat more than that. You can always find great recipes for smoothies with fruits and vegetables in them, and you can't even taste the vegetables. Another way high blood pressure is caused is by how much sodium we consume in a day. On average, we eat around 3,400 milligrams of sodium per day, when we should be eating 2,300 milligrams. That equals only 1 teaspoon of salt. You have to remember that most of the sodium that we consume is from prepackaged or restaurant foods, so homemade foods are always best. Along with that, eating foods high in potassium will prevent high blood pressure as well. Foods such as leafy greens, potatoes, squash, yogurt, fish, avocados, mushrooms, and bananas should be eaten daily. In fact, you should eat 4,700 milligrams of potassium per day. Eating a cup of Raisin Bran for breakfast or a baked potato with the skin on it for lunch can really boost your potassium intake. We all know that calcium makes your bones strong, but did you know that if you don't have enough of it, it could cause high blood pressure? If you are under the age of 50, you should be eating 1,000 milligrams of calcium per day. If you are over the age of 50, you should eat 1,200 milligrams of calcium per day. A serving of yogurt, salmon, cheese, beans, and a couple of servings of vegetables each day should give you the right amount of calcium. Foods that have a good source of calcium include low-fat milk, yogurt, and cheese. Low-fat and non-fat dairy products have even more calcium than the high-fat types. One other main cause for high blood pressure is being overweight. Losing even 10 pounds could prevent high blood pressure. The best way to do this is by moderate intensity physical activity for at least 2 hours and 30 minutes per week. This includes brisk walking, riding a bike, swimming, or even taking your dog for a long walk. Just 30 minutes a day is all it takes. Lifting weights, yoga, or any activity that doesn't cause you to become tired or out of breath doesn't count because you aren't burning much fat. My next tip for preventing high blood pressure is reducing the amount of stress that you experience in a day. Over time, stress can lead to high blood pressure. You can lower stress by trying to relax and calm down. Some activities that can do the trick include reading a book, listening to music, or going on a walk outside. Learning to cope with stress is a very helpful tool, but handling it in the wrong way can be harmful. Drinking alcohol is proven to increase your chances of getting high blood pressure. Women should limit their alcohol intake to 1 drink per day, while men should limit their alcohol intake to 2 drinks per day. 1 drink of alcohol is considered as 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of 40% alcohol, such as rum or whiskey. Lastly, and most likely the hardest thing to do to prevent high blood pressure, is to quit smoking. Smoking not only damages your lungs, but it also puts you at risk of a stroke, or even worse, a heart attack. In conclusion, it might be a little bit of work to change your lifestyle habits, and it could take a lot of sacrifices, but in the long run, it will be totally worth it. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.